For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. It's like a hot board. We got a lot to talk about here. An hour from now, a daily mock at 1 o'clock. So it's a couple days away from the start of the 2025 NFL draft. We'll get to you people as well. Check in with them. And, of course, more on the Jalen Milroe situation. If he was there for the Eagles' second round, should they take him? I say yes, Hugh says yes, and then we debate the idea of it would be a big deal. It's a big deal the Phillies lost last night. I want wins over the Mets, Hugh. I'm tired of losing to the New York Mets, especially up in New York. Let's talk to Devin Caney. She covers the Phillies for us here at WIP. Phillies off a loss last night. Back at it tonight with Sanchez on the mound. Devin, how you doing?
Devin.
I'd be doing better if the Phillies won last night, guys, but I'm doing okay. How are you?
Pretty good.
We're the same as you. We want to win, and we're tired of losing to the Mets. All right, Devin, let's talk about where the Phillies are at, especially off of last night. When you watch them right now, what's the part of the team that is the most frustrating for you off of, because they're 8-9 their last 17. They're not bad, but they're kind of stuck in this, like, 500 rut the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Kyle mentioned it's kind of like the chicken and the egg situation when it comes to, you know, the pitching bullpen and the bats not really, you know, providing them the runs that they need. But for me, throughout the season so far, and I know that we're still pretty early into the season, it's the bullpen. And it really concerns me because the more I watch this Phillies bullpen, the more I don't think that this team can win a playoff series with the current pen that they have. And it's really worrisome to me because I don't know how you fix it. I think it should have been an issue that Dave Dombrowski addressed in the offseason. And now, I mean, they have the trade deadline, and you can go out and get a guy. I know Mason Miller's name is one that always pops up. But they're going to ask for a lot back for a guy like Mason Miller. And I'm not sure what you can get back and who the Phillies are going to be willing to part with. And I think that Dave Dombrowski and this Phillies organization needs to sit down and decide, like, do we want to win right now? Are we willing to trade away a guy like Justin Crawford in order to bring in the closer that we need? Because I think that's what it's going to take in order for the Phillies to win a World Series. They need to bring in more help in their bullpen.
You know what, Dev, I'm kind of curious because we know the bullpen troubles, and we've seen that, you know, it was on display last night. But are we starting to worry a little bit about Aaron Nolan, his starts?
Yeah. Yeah, I certainly worry about Nola starting 0-5, and I know that Rob Thompson has his back, you know, in his pre- and post-game availabilities where he says, you know, he doesn't pitch well in the cold. Okay, well, he's going to have to pitch well, you know, hopefully in October when he's going to have to step up. You know, it's early in the season. He never starts too hot. Like, I just feel like I keep hearing excuses from Rob Thompson and, you know, yeah, he's going to give up a home run, but at least, you know, it's a solo home run and not a multi-run home run. And thankfully, you know, Juan Soto's was called fouled last night, but then they just ended up hitting another one off of Ruiz in the seventh inning anyway. So it's frustrating. It's concerning. I don't know, again, what the solution is. The good thing is with the starting rotation, I mean, Aaron Nola's under contract for years, so hopefully he can and will figure it out. It is long season, but you know, they have other guys. They have Ranger Suarez, who's, you know, rehabbing. They have Andrew Painter, who will hopefully be up with the Phillies in the starting rotation, not the bullpen, by July. For me, it's still just those relievers that's the most worrisome, even though Aaron Nola has dropped to the, in my opinion, like, honestly, least reliable pitcher, and I'm including Taijuan Walker in that so far this season.
Well, he has been, yeah. I mean, his numbers are pretty stark, how poor Nola's been. All right, so I agree with you on Mason Miller or the idea of going out and get, like, a big-time relief pitcher, but as we know, and that's not going to happen till, you know, late June, early July. Teams aren't going to just give up in April. So, we got, to me, Devin, we got to find a short-term solution before the long-term. So let's talk about Ranger, because you mentioned Taijuan. Have you seen enough from Taijuan that you'd be comfortable asking Ranger to go to the bullpen? He's done that before. We know he's been able to pitch out of the bullpen. Because the way I look at it, Devin, is if Taijuan is decent, I'll just leave him as the fifth starter, and I could use Ranger to help out in the bullpen. Where do you come down on that idea?
About that, and I think Ranger would be great in the bullpen. And, you know, like we've talked about, they certainly could use the help. I don't know if Ranger would be willing to do that, or if it would cause, you know, tension within the organization, because Ranger's deal is up. You know, he has the big agent now. Like, I just don't know if that would be a move that would go over well with Ranger. I don't know what he wants, but I'd certainly consider it. I also don't, I mean, Taijuan Walker, I know, is a starting pitcher, but I wonder what his efficacy would be if he went to the bullpen. So they do have guys. I mean, if Ranger comes back and is fully healthy and good to go, you bring up Andrew Painter. Now, all of a sudden, you have more than enough guys for starting rotation, and you do have to decide, you know, who's going to move to the bullpen and if that will help and be more effective than what they've got now.
All right, let's talk about a positive. About a week and a half, I guess, we're in now of Bryson Stott as the leadoff hitter against righties. When I first saw it, I was like, ah, I'm not sure, because I felt like Stott needed to earn that before you just put him up there. But, Devin, I do like what I'm seeing there, because Stott works a good at-bat. He's been hitting well, certainly better than last year, and it does give that protection for Bryce with Schwarber behind him. What have you thought, you know, about almost 2 weeks now of Stott hitting a leadoff against righties?
I love it, and I have to admit, I'm proven wrong. I had to shout out John Ritchie from the morning show. Like, I would kind of make fun of him or poke fun of him because he was obsessed with Bryson Stott leading off, you know, heading into this season. He'd be like, why not Bryson Stott? Why not Bryson Stott? And I'm like, are you crazy? Because Bryson Stott was coming off a really down year offensively. It turned out he had that arm muscular injury, whatever it was, throughout most of last season. But I've been proven wrong. I mean, Bryson Stott is doing really, really well in that leadoff spot. I think that this is the lineup that's working for the Phillies. That being said, you know, as much as the bullpen and Aaron Nola and some of the starting rotation has been concerning so far this season, you got to score more runs, you know, throughout more than just the eighth inning of the game. Like, the offense really isn't giving Nola much help. And him in particular, I think they've scored the least amount of runs when Nola starts. So that being said, like, I do want to see a little bit more from the bats, and Bryson Stott came through last night, but then you have Trey Turner striking out, Bryce Harper striking out to end the game. Those guys need to step up when it matters most.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that about Richie in the morning show, because I think I owe them an apology too, because every time it came up when you guys were on, when you were on with them, or just I was listening to them any day, Stott was always part of it, and I shook my head. I was like, what are we talking about? He's not ready to be a leadoff hitter, but they were on it. They included him in that conversation because of John, and he's done a good job so far. All right, Devin, let's talk about Alec Bohm. 8-game hitting streak. It's certainly been a little bit better. I mean, his overall numbers are still really poor, but it's been better. Do you feel like Bohm is coming out of it? Is it more just, hey, he's got some singles and we're not there yet? What do you feel on Bohm? Because they do need him to be better than he's been the first 3 weeks. You know, no question about that.
I feel good about Bohm. I heard you guys talking about him earlier in the show, so I'm not sure you'll agree with me here, but I think I'll take the hitting streak. I know he's not hitting home runs, but what have we, you know, talked about and harped on throughout last season, throughout last postseason and the offseason, is they need to focus more on small ball and not swing for the fences, because that leads to chasing, and chasing is what kind of was this lineup's downfall against the Mets in the postseason last year. So I think as long as Alec Bohm is continuing his streak, he's making contact, he's getting on base, that's what you want from a guy like him. I mean, obviously hitting home runs would be great too, but I'm not going to fault him for that. Like, it's still April. I'll take what I can get from from Alec Boehm right now. It's better than nothing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Well, that's for sure. It's better. It's you. It's, the Boehm thing is better than the first couple weeks. He's at least hitting the ball a little bit.
Yeah, he's making contact because the first couple weeks, boy, it was rough.
Well, yeah, it was rough. He actually was hitting the ball hard just at people. All right, Phillies and the Mets tonight and tomorrow. Sanchez on the mound. I mean, Devin, he is... pitched every game after Nola, and he's won every game so far. He's been the ultimate stopper. They could really use another Sanchez big start tonight because he seems to follow all these Nola losses with wins. I think we could all use that tonight.
And Christopher Sanchez has quickly become my favorite starting pitcher to watch on the Phillies, and it's probably because they're winning when he goes out there. But aside from that, I need to see this offense get going a bit earlier. Like, where are the guys who are scoring in the first and second innings that we saw this past week at Citizens Bank Park? That's what I want to see up at Citi Field tonight.
Yeah, let's get a win. Otherwise, I'm going to be angry tomorrow of losing two in a row to the Mets. I'm tired of losing that team. Devin, appreciate you hopping on as always, and we'll catch up soon and enjoy the game tonight.
Have a good one.
There she goes. Devin Caney covering the Phils there.
Hung up on us,
I don't think she hung up. I think it's the
timing.
Well, it's a little connect.
Zoom can be a little tough.
We got her on video. So it's a little bit different than a phone call. But we're happy to have her on video and, of course, on the phone there. Do you guys feel better about where Boehm is? I mean, some hits are falling. Can we sprinkle in a home run once in a while? Just a double.
No.
Trying to turn the corner.
Singles.
It's asking a lot.
Trying to turn the corner.
6'5".
Big dude.
Singles hitter.
Yeah.
I just want a home run. Can I have a home?
One or two.
Well, I mean, remember when he first came up, Kyle, the idea was eventually he would turn into...
Yeah.
Like, the power would come, because look at his body. I mean, he's 6'5". Mm-hmm. He's a third baseman. And it's never really arrived.
What was it last year that he gained 15 pounds?
Oh, the muscle, yeah. That didn't matter. Yeah. I could use a home run on a Boehm one of these days. But yeah, the 8-game hitting streak, it's better than nothing for sure. All right, and that is interesting about Sanchez. He's become the ultimate stopper here because he pitches after Nola. They've won every, I think, what have they won? Like 11 Sanchez starts in a row dating back to last year. He's become the guy that comes in to clean it up after Nola loses. So hopefully it works tonight.
The cleanup guy.
We need a win because it is frustrating right now. 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls here on the Phils. What's frustrating the most, the offense, the bullpen, or the overall pitching? I know you were on the situational hitting and the guys in scoring position and the bats last night.
Yeah, that right there is something that I look at. Because let's be honest, if you break it down, last night's Nola performance is kind of in lockstep with his other performances.
Mm-hmm.
If you would have had better timely hitting with guys in position or on base, probably game would have been a lot different.
Well, yeah, if they had put some runs early on the board, perhaps they do something different with the bullpen in the seventh and eighth. It's not Ruiz in there. I mean, everything changes. But they didn't do anything till the ninth. But Nola continues to be not great, and the bullpen is just a disaster right now. 215-592-9494, plus Jalen Milroe. If he's on the board in the second round, should the Eagles take him? Would it be a big deal for Jalen Hurts? Terrence in Springfield is up. Hey, Terrence.
Huge old Kyle, what's up, man?
Hey, Terrence, what's up?
All right, guys. I'm out on the mirror thing. I feel like
And I heard you guys say, that it's good to have a backup plan. Mm-hmm. I mean, cover your ass. But I feel like Dylan's only 26. And I feel like that's not a need right now. I feel like most of our need is on defense right now. I feel like that's the whole draft, I feel like that's our priority should be on, focusing on them holes that we have, because we know we have a lot of holes with the number of players that we lost. So I feel like we should focus on that, because I don't think it'll affect Jalen Hurts, because he's that kind of player. If you bring another quarterback in, it won't affect him. But I feel like the whole reason we got Jalen Hurts is because Carson Wentz stinked. He was ass. That's why we had a bunch of the backup plan, and we secured a QB with Jalen Hurts. And as for the Philadelphia Phillies, I told Kyle this, man. Noah's cooked. He's cooked. This guy's not dependable for a start anymore. To me, he hasn't been dependable on the last 3 years for a start, if you ask me. And we knew this coming in the season. We knew in the offseason when we heard Milton say money wasn't an issue. When we had a chance to get Soto, the Mets went out and they got better, right?
Yep.
And I feel like if we would have went and at least tried to get Soto, that would have made our lineup so much better. The Mets ain't that much better than us, but you know what Soto brings to it? Brings a different. The pitchers got to change their approach to the lineup. He brings that, you know what I mean, that energy to the lineup where you have to pitch these guys a certain way. And the Phillies had a chance, Lombroski and Milton had a chance to make this team better. They want to go to run it back.
We ain't got no seasoning.
So speaking of that, I know we're trying this new lineup, but just like think about this for a second. We start our lineup with Bryson Stott and Trey Turner. They're not bad, right? They start their lineup with Francisco Lindor and Juan Soto.
Seasoning.
There's Elite. Some swagger to those two.
Seasoning.
Swag.
Yeah. Stott and Turner, that's not exactly swagger. It's a little different.
Yeah, man. And so to me, the Mets, they're not going nowhere. And to me, the Mets are to us when we hardly play the Dodgers. The Mets come in and they take a tour. To me, it's starting to get mentally with the Mets ever since we played them last year.
Yeah, they get up for you. I do think you're on to something there. They get up to beat the Phillies. And for whatever reason, the Phillies just have no energy when they're playing the Mets. It's annoying.
And they only want to get up to play the Dodgers.
Yeah, but unfortunately, the Dodgers aren't in our division. Like, the Mets games are more important. We're taking those games seriously. I need to beat the Mets. All right, Terrence, what's your guess here for Hughes Clues? What's he talking about today?
I'm going to take Kyle as a fruit roll-up guy.
I could see that.
I was, yeah.
Yeah, I could see, yeah. Fruit roll-up was a big deal back in the day.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Terrence, not it, but a fair question. I think, that, you know what, people are actually listening today. The answers have followed your clues.
Yes.
They haven't got there yet. But this is some of the better listening we've gotten in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time, a couple days.
Might be longer than that.
I think when I said what I said last week, it challenged people. Because when you think about some of the stuff that we talk about, it's a good chance that what this is was talked about recently.
Probably was.
Yeah, because it's like, listen, we don't have long-term memory. We don't do that well over here. So we don't, you know what I mean? Just listen.
Long term, short term.
Yeah,
doesn't matter. Let's go to John in Somerdale. What's up, John?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Hey, John. What's up?
Listen, let's talk about the Phillies. Everybody's talking about the bullpen. I get it. It's a problem. It's an issue. You let Hoffman walk. You let Estevez walk. I get it. But I think the main thing that's really, you know, making me pissed off is Dombrowski and how cheap he is at the deadline. Man, he's afraid to take risks. If he builds teams well. He goes out and gets players and signs them, whatever, you know, Turner, Harper, blah, 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 $300 million contracts. But I think he's just afraid to, like, take that next step. He's afraid to give up prospects. Like, look at the Yankees last year. They went and they got Juan Soto, right? Mm-hmm. He gave up Michael King and a plethora of other guys. Like, he's not giving up Andrew Pino. Like, he wouldn't have made that move. If Soto's on the Phillies, what do they do last year?
They beat the Mets. Yeah, they probably would. So I think, John, you're onto something. The trade deadlines with Dombrowski since he got here have been very underwhelming. I mean, he overpaid for Marsh, you know, back in 2022. And, you know, that helped in the moment, but obviously we wish we didn't do that now. And then the last 2 years, it's been brutal. I mean, they got, what was the guy's name, Kyle? Rodolfo Castro? Was that the guy they got?
Yeah.
And he never played in the big leagues.
Didn't he supposedly mashed, was it lefties? Or?
Yeah, for the Pirates. Yeah, we did that in 23. Lorenzen. And then what was last year? Austin Hayes and Carlos Estevez.
Yep. Another great one.
Totally underwhelming deadlines.
Yeah, man. It's like, you know, you throw in, what's that Snoop Dogg gift? Who? You know, like who was that? that ain't a Juan Soto. That's not a risk-taking move. Yeah, Middleton, he's over here talking about spending stupid money all those years ago. Like, if you're going to make these moves, get Harper and Turner and these guys in here, Real Muto, like, you got to, like, keep doing that. Like, look at the Dodgers, man. They just won the World Series. They're deferring players' money.
Yep.
Like, they're not thinking outside the box.
Well, and John, you mentioned the Dodgers. The Dodgers traded for Tommy Edman at the deadline last year. He won the NLCS MVP. I mean, they got a guy that helped them get to the World Series. I mean, we're getting, you know, not Austin Hayes fell apart when he got here. Unfortunately, the guy got sick and he couldn't play. Yeah, I agree with you. John, you have a thought on the Milroe thing?
I do. I think he's going to be gone. I mean, I get what you guys are talking about, that you want to have kind of a guy to groom, and, you know, Jalen's the perfect guy to do that. He's got all this talent and all that, this Milroe guy. But I just think where the Eagles are now, you just shored up the offensive line with the contracts, and, you know, Saquon Barkley's going to be here for a while. Like, why not add to the depth there? Like, you know, you just lost Becton. You lost a bunch of guys on the D-line. Like, that should be the focus. This draft is rich in defensive line talent, offensive line talent, and tight ends. And if Goddard goes, I mean, who knows? What if, like, Loveland falls to you at 32? Or maybe you can move up a little bit. Do you make that move? I just don't understand selecting a quarterback now just to maybe trade him in 2 years. I don't know.
I'll tell you why, John, real quick, is what do you think is the hardest position to get in the NFL? And the one that most teams need in order to be relevant?
100% is quarterback.
And so, with that being said, if you have an opportunity, even if you don't need one, to get one that you don't have to play right away, you don't have to play him right away, and allow him to be groomed so that whenever Jalen's done playing, you don't miss a beat, why not do that? If you've identified him as the guy.
I just don't think you're at that stage in Hurts' career where you need to make that move. I mean, you got to remember, we're in Philadelphia. This ain't like, I don't know, Seattle, mm-hmm. where, you know, you draft the QB, and then all of a sudden Hurts plays and has a bad stretch of games. They're going to be calling for this guy, and now all of a sudden you got another problem.
John, I agree with – I'm more on your side on this part of it. Like, I think it would be a bigger thing than maybe Hugh does. Now, doesn't mean Jalen Hurts couldn't handle it, but I do think it'd be it'd be noisy.
Did the Green Bay Packers need a quarterback when they had Brett Favre? Did they need one?
Well, considering Favre played about five more years, no.
And that's – but – they benefited tremendously from it. And if you want to stretch it, he might not be a Hall of Fame quarterback, but Jordan Love's a pretty darn good quarterback.
Oh, it was a smart pick by them, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's one of those things where I look at it like this. If you've identified somebody that might not be – like he might cost you a little bit more than you want to spend, but he's going to keep your franchise relevant for years to come, 10, 15 years to come – then why not? If you've identified him as that, say, generational talent or that guy that he has all the right intangibles, he just doesn't have the right, we've been using the word season, he doesn't have the right season.
Well, let's go back to Jalen Hurts, and then we'll let John give a guess. I mean, Jalen Hurts had talent, but there was something obviously off that he wasn't a first-round pick,
yes.
Right? Maybe he took too many sacks, maybe his throwing mechanics were, but you could work with him.
And he's done better than most of the quarterbacks that got drafted before
him. Well, Tua was ahead of him in his own draft class. All right, John, what's your guess for Hugh's Clues?
I have no idea. I was listening. I don't even know.
All right, John, you got it. It's all right. That's
incorrect.
That's an L for you, but that's okay.
Well, I guess because people, you know, I guess it all depends on if you were a part of the lunch crowd.
Well, everyone has lunch.
Well, you know, pack lunch crowd.
A part of the lunch crowd?
Or are we all part of the lunch crowd?
Well, some people don't pack a lunch.
Okay, fair.
I was a pack lunch guy. Are you a pack lunch guy?
Sometimes.
Well, not today.
I usually bought it from the school.
Well. When I lived in Atlanta, I used to have meal prep. So I used to get the meal prep. So I used to have that. But I'm thinking about more like – I was thinking when you asked the question, I was thinking more like high school – like, well, not high school, middle school.
Yeah, when I was at school, I was a packed lunch kid.
Yeah.
More than – I mean, once in a while I buy the stuff, but more of a packed lunch kid. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll hit more on the Phillies and, of course, the Milroe thing. What's bothering you the most right now with the Phillies? And if Milroe is there in the second, would you take him? I also want to hit this with the – something our last caller said sparked something in my head about timing. Like, that this is the wrong timing to take a quarterback. You have other needs. Because I just feel like if we follow that logic, there's something we'll reach the same point. I'll hit you with that next. 215-592-9494. It's How You Hot, Board. A third clue for Hughes Clues coming up. Daily Mock at 1 o'clock as we get close to the 2025 NFL Draft. Right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. Here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think, and they'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to TrueGreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.